This post is also provided in audio format, so please find a chilled out zone where you can devote the next 15 minutes to tuning in to the founder of Be Super. This is Marcus Pearson, aka P. Diddlydacious, and this post is all about the truth. Our courses are based on purity of being. Purity requires the truth to be known and carried out. What many people don't realize is that there are two levels of truth, the physical truth and the spiritual truth. The physical truth is known when you physically do what you emotionally feel to be correct, and it is in harmony with your thoughts and beliefs. However, whilst this may be easy to see with the more innocent, it is more difficult to see or listen to or recognise in others, especially as most people do things that are not true to what they would really like to do. There is a quick test based on muscle kinesiology that you can do to establish if you are being truthful, and this is based on the fact that your muscles tell the truth more than your brain. However, this is covered in detail in our first course. It is too much of a distraction for this presentation. When you are being physically true, then you may also experience the super flow zone. This is where you perform at your best physically and mentally without thinking about it. You just do it. If you can experience this on a regular basis, then you may induce your spirit to become part of this unity. This is what has happened to me, and I now allow my spirit to be my guide. Spiritual truth is a knowing that goes beyond your psyche. It is a knowing that goes beyond your conscious and even beyond your subconscious. Spiritual truth is the truth that applies to all things all the time. However, rather than spiritual truth being confined to meditation and physical inactivity, which many spiritual teachers and gurus would have you believe, it is essential that this unified knowing is expended out into the conscious physical world so it can be experienced. This is the purpose of life. The ultimate purpose of life is for multiple beings to coexist with physical and spiritual harmonic resonance, the unified truth. Within myself, the feeling of love, peace and joy is so strong that I seek to support others find this pathway. This does not mean I don't experience states of emotion common to everyone. It just means the core of my feeling is from a position of positive power rather than negative force. I'll discuss this more in our first course. When you do unify your beings, your power of will attracts what you desire. For most people, however, their ego, not their spirit, is the master. This is then fueled by their misinformed subconscious mind. This often hides behind fake positivity. Let me try and explain what I mean. You can identify if your negative ego is in control when you think about something positive and pure and start to do it. I would like you to take part in a practical test right now whilst reading or listening to this. So let's get ready. I would like you to think of something positive that you started, but that you didn't complete successfully, or perhaps it is still ongoing. This may relate to a period of learning, perhaps an opportunity for self-improvement, or a diet, or a training program, a project, or an event, or even a relationship. It might even be an inner feeling of making a fresh positive start. Please think of this now. Do it now before you continue reading or listening. I will give you a moment to think. Now, try and hold on to that thought. Let us continue. So, you started to do something positive and pure, but then you gave up or changed your mind, or allowed others or circumstances to limit or hinder your progress. Or it may have depressed your emotional connection to the idea from being light and creative to being subdued and restrictive. You may have continued to do it, but perhaps deep down you feel you are doing it for reasons that are no longer in line with what you desired. If you can recognize this, then you have recognized that your ego is in control. Allowing your ego to run your life is common to 85% of the population. Furthermore, they don't even know what is going on, let alone recognize it. So, if you have recognized it, congratulations! You are now in the top 15%. The big question is, are you going to do anything about it? 85% of people don't do anything, but 15% do. We are trying to support you to stay in the top 15%. In fact, we are trying to guide you to get into the top 5%. The ego thrives off negative energy, and it is common to see people becoming stressed or being stressed for weeks or months, and for some it lasts for years and even a lifetime. The ego prevents individuals from seeing and accepting the truth by dominating their conscious with their subconscious thoughts, memories, dreams and beliefs. So if this applies to individuals, what is the truth for couples and groups of people? This is an interesting consideration, because individuals often inspire or are inspired by others, and this interaction can change their own individual thoughts and beliefs. For the truth to be experienced or known for two or more people, then what they do together physically and mentally, surprisingly, is not enough. They must also think and believe with the same vibrating frequencies in what they are doing, which means they have to attach the same level of emotion to their action, thoughts and beliefs. If they don't, then their individual perspective will be different, and what they experience will be different, and therefore not the same truth. 85% of the population have negative forces controlling their lives. They mainly associate or have contact with other negative people. And when they do have contact with the other 15% of positive people, especially the top 5% and 1%, they find it difficult to tune into them. They may find them too relaxed or self-assured. They may be perceived as boring, or arrogant, or self-important, or distant, or simply too different to be bothered with. However, if they get to know these higher frequency beings, they may realize they are accommodating, welcoming, warm and caring, and interested in listening to and supporting others. We all know that people tend to tune into similar people. This is known as the law of attraction. The key learning point here is that you can change from a negative person to a positive person by changing who you spend most of your time with, or listening to, or being like. You don't have to give up your family or friends. After all, they are likely to have been, or still are, on the same frequency as you. But neither do you have to restrict all your thoughts, actions and time with these people. You can seek out those that you feel inspire you, those that you feel represent something like you feel you should be like. You will find, if you start to tune into them, that they have much in common with you, much more than you initially imagined. It is from this positive association that you can start to build affirmations and visualizations that you are already what you seek to be. You don't have to change your being. You simply have to accept that one or multiple parts of your being are not aligned to your inner, true and pure spiritual being. But your ego will try and prevent this. Or will it? All of this may be overcome. This difficulty may be overcome quite easily in theory by simply accepting, accommodating, and supporting the energy frequency of other positive people and of yourself. Your subconscious mind, when run by your ego, is a negative force. Your subconscious mind, run by your spirit, is a loving, positive power. So, find your inner, true and happy inner being and get on with your new life. On a more practical basis, this requires courage to accept how you feel, whilst at the same time having sufficient emotional intelligence to support someone else, ideally someone you love or care about, so you may journey together on a higher frequency rather than a lower frequency. Let us briefly consider emotional intelligence a little further. So moving forward requires an understanding of emotional intelligence and an understanding of your own emotions and an understanding of other people's emotions. It also requires an understanding of the various emotional states or zones, because you have to transcend from a lower frequency to a higher frequency on a linear basis. This simply means in a straight line. You have to transcend one step at a time. You can't go from a very low frequency to a very high frequency without transcending all the frequencies in between. Emotional intelligence is not just a knowing of the various states or zones, it is also knowing how to behave mentally and physically to best support yourself and others transcend from the lower frequency to the higher frequency in a tuned-in manner. Emotional intelligence is also linked to a purpose, and the greater the emotional intelligence of an individual, the clearer the purpose. So this begs the question, do you have any purpose? Be Super will not judge you or your purpose or lack of it. We will simply support you. Due to the importance of this starting point, lesson one of our first course, VFP, Clear to Create, guides you towards finding your own purpose. Furthermore, to support your tuning in, we provide this first lesson free of charge, so you may experience it and see if you can tune in to our style of guidance and support. This honesty and clarity of purpose and truth is what Be Super and our courses are all about. That's it. Thank you for listening and reading and thinking. You can try the first lesson for free simply by creating a user account from the section contained in our courses page at the website. And remember, don't just be super. Try and enjoy yourself and be diddly-dacious.